Progress Report 15. July 12th. Niemer, Strauss, Bert, and a few of the others on the project were waiting for me in the psych office. They tried to make me feel welcome, but I could see how anxious Bert was to take Algernon, and I turned him over. No one said anything, but I knew that Niemer would not soon forgive me for going over his head and getting in touch with the Foundation. But it had been necessary. Before I returned to Beekman, I had to be assured they would permit me to begin an independent study of the project. Too much time would be wasted if I had to account to Niemer for everything I did. He had been informed of the Foundation's decision, and my reception was a cold and formal one. He held out his hand, but there was no smile on his face. "Charlie," he said, "we're all glad you're back and going to work with us. Jason called and told me the Foundation was putting you to work on the project. This staff and the lab are at your disposal. The Computer Center has assured us that your work will have priority. And of course, if I can help in any way..." He was doing his utmost to be cordial, but I could see by his face that he was skeptical. After all, what experience did I have with experimental psychology? What did I know about the techniques that he had spent so many years developing? Well, as I say, he appeared cordial and willing to suspend judgment. There isn't much else he can do now. If I don't come up with an explanation for Algernon's behavior, all of his work goes down the drain. But if I solve the problem, I bring in the whole crew with me. I went into the lab where Bert was watching Algernon in one of the multiple problem boxes. He sighed and shook his head. "He's forgotten a lot. Most of his complex responses seem to have been wiped out. He's solving problems on a much more primitive level than I would have expected."
"In what way?" I asked.
"Well, in the past he was able to figure out simple patterns. In that blind door run, for example. Every other door, every third door, red doors only, or the green doors only. But now he's been through that run 3 times, and he's still using trial and error."
"Could it be because he was away from the lab for so long?"
"Could be. We'll let him get used to things again and see how he works out tomorrow." I had been in the lab many times before this, but now I was here to learn everything it had to offer. I had to absorb procedures in a few days that the others had taken years to learn. Bert and I spent 4 hours going through the lab section by section as I tried to familiarize myself with the total picture. When we were all through, I noticed one door we hadn't looked into.
"What's in there?"
"The freeze in the incinerator."
He pushed open the heavy door and turned on the light.
"We freeze our specimens before we dispose of them in the incinerator. It helps cut down the odors if we control decomposition."
He turned to leave, but I stood there for a moment.
"Not Algernon," I said. "Look, if and when... I mean, I don't want him dumped in there. Give him to me. I'll take care of him myself." He didn't laugh. He just nodded. Niemer had told him that from now on, I could have anything I wanted. Time was the barrier. If I was going to find out the answers for myself, I had to get to work immediately. I got lists of books from Bert and notes from Strauss and Niemer. Then, on the way out, I got a strange notion.